This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Testing has shown increased levels of lead in the blood of some Flint, Michigan children, and health officials pointed to this water as a possible source. Flint had moved to a new water source in recent years to save money. Doctors Without Borders says they do not believe the three investigations that have been begun by NATO and a joint U.S.-Afghan group and the Defense Department are independent enough to find the truth about what happened in the bombing of their hospital in Afghanistan. Hillary Clinton flip-flopped on the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal that she supported while Secretary of State and now says she may oppose, despite the fact that it is widely acknowledged to have improved since her advocacy. Opponents are accusing her of political expediency. The United Nations says that 69% of migrants reaching Europe are men. The U.S. has charged one of the richest and most powerful families in Honduras, the Jaime Rolando Rosenthals, with money laundering for Central American drug syndicates. Court decision in the case of the Paul Smith College in New York that naming rights as part of a gift to a college exist in perpetuity is throwing a curve at the we can buy anything rich these days who are trying to rename to match their gifts. Roughly 300 employees at the Huffington Post are joining the bandwagon of digital companies seeking a union. Republican Party in the House is in total disarray with the latest candidate for Speaker withdrawing and little consensus on a person that can bridge the gap between the radicals and the moderates. Some talk of joining with the Democrats to elect a Speaker, which would be unprecedented. Refugees have started to travel to Norway through Russia, making a remote border an increasingly popular door to Europe for people fleeing war and persecution. Broken tracks account for about one-third of all railroad accidents. 70% of pollution in Jakarta, Indonesia, is caused by traffic. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.